Show 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Henry Show broadcasting from New York City all this week. A terrific, terrific town. And our trip made possible by Priceline.com. Phil Henry's official travel provider for airline tickets, hotel rooms, and rental cars. Go to Priceline.com for all of your travel needs. Where you are, Chris, right now?
I'm over at Josh. I'm at Josh Logan's in Newport Beach.
And Chris, how old are you?
I'm 28.
You're 28 years old?
Yes, sir.
Tell the audience what you were talking to. And you're in a bar, so you're going to have to move to a quieter spot.
Okay. Is this better? I don't know.
Yeah, that's good. Tell everybody what you were telling me.
Yes, sir. I'm 28 years old, and I'm single. And basically what happened since September 11th is I've noticed that a lot of women have needed to be held. They need to have a man hold them.
A lot of single women want contact with men?
Yes, sir. That's what I found.
And because of the horror of what our country went through, those of us who are married or have relationships, we're able to take comfort in that. And people who don't have a relationship are looking for that comfort. Is that right?
Yeah, I guess. But what I've noticed is there are a lot of women who want to have, you know, be connected sexually. And
have you, so are you single?
Yeah, I'm single. I'm not married or anything.
And are you having a lot of, a lot of women who want you to hold them and this kind of thing?
Well, I mean, I don't mean hold them, you know. I mean, we're talking about they want to have sex, you know, and I'm a little bit nervous. So
that's okay. You're doing fine. Go ahead.
Well, they want to have sex, and
they want to have sex?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I've been told by women that I'm very good looking, and I do have a lot of sexuality. So lately, since September 11th, a lot of women, you know, I've had a lot of contact with a lot of women who want sex. It's not holding them. It's more like holding them, you know.
Okay, we're on a radio show.
I'm sorry.
So we have to. All right, so in other words, since September the 11th, a lot of women have wanted to be with you.
Well, I mean, a lot of women, and I don't mean to be egotistical or nothing, but a lot of women have always want to be with me. But lately, I noticed that even the hardcore women, like the CEO types and the business suit types, and these are the ones who you usually, they're really hardcore and cold as ice, and they were more difficult to contact. Well, even the career women now, I mean, these are women that could open a can of tuna with their ass, you know.
And okay, again,
I'm sorry?
Just watch our language.
Oh, yes, sir.
So since September the 11th, I want to put it right. You've been able to go to bed with a lot of women bankers and CEOs?
Yes, sir. I mean, because women since September 11th want to have contact and have sex. And even the bankers and even the CEOs want that. And so what's happened is I have spent a lot of money in my apartment, because when you have a woman who comes from that kind of a background, she wants cheese and wine and candles and things like that. And I'm just trying to do these women a favor. I mean, I don't think I'm that.
So in other words, are you God's gift to women?
What?
Are you, the way you're making it sound is you're like God's gift to women, and you're giving all these women who want to have contact, they're having sex with you, right?
Well, I mean, think about it. A lot of these women are pretty hard-ass. I mean, I don't mean to say hard-ass, but they're really hardcore. You know, they're career women. And so they expect a certain thing, and I've provided it for them. And
well, are you spending a lot of money on wine and cheese and bread and candles?
Yeah, just, you know, making it so they feel like it's, you know, good enough for them. I mean, most of the girls that I've hooked up with, girls I've met in bars or whatever, they don't. You can take them to the car or to the back of a car. I mean, not all of them want a back of a car, but that's pretty much all that it takes. And these new women, they want more, you know. And that's tough on me because it's a new experience. I mean,
and you see yourself as doing these women a favor, huh?
Well, yeah, I think so, because most of the women that I usually am involved with are very hot. You know, they're, I mean, like 150 and 120 pounds. But lately, since I've been having sex with a lot of these banker-type women and CEOs, I mean, they're like 125. I had one go through here about 2 weeks ago, about 130.
And it, well, how do you know? Do you got a bathroom scale?
Well, yeah, I mean, I do. Just for fun, I have them get on the scale. But these women are so focused on making money that when you... I mean, when you open up their legs, you smell $100 bills. And
okay, again, I don't need all of the intimate details of what's going on.
I'm very sorry, sir. I'm just nervous.
Okay, I don't need all the intimate details. So now you are taking all these women to bed, and what you told my producer was you want to know if it's legal for you to ask for donations.
Yes, sir.
Why do you want donations?
I feel that I'm doing a service for a lot of women who are scared since September 11th. A lot of these banker-type women who, you know, want to have sex, and I feel that I should get a donation.
Okay, prostitution's illegal, you know that?
No. I'm not saying prostitution. I'm saying a donation.
A donation?
Yes, sir. So that, I mean, all these women who need comfort sex, I've had to buy wine, I've had to buy candles, I've had to buy cheese, and with a lot of these CEOs, you know, usually you could bounce a quarter off their asses, but...
Okay, again, you know...
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry.
I mean, bouncing quarters off of their rear ends...
All right, but I'm just saying, a lot of them run 130, 135. I had one come through about a week and a half ago. It's about, I think she's running 135, 140. And when you have to go down to Brackman's, probably for the full cheese wheel, you know, for a lot of them. Okay, and I'm just saying that costs money. That's all I'm saying.
All right, so let me get this right. You want to be able to take money from these women to buy cheese wheels because they're 135-pound female CEOs.
Yes, sir. And I asked one of these gals. I mean, these gals haven't curled their toes over their headboards in years. And
okay, if you say anything like this, you know, bouncing quarters or headboard, you know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry.
Because you may be nervous, but I got a radio show I got to do here, all right? Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This is Chris. He's 28 years old. You get around. You've got a lot of girlfriends. Is that right?
The women that I have sex with are not my girlfriends. They're just...
Okay, so you're doing a lot of these female CEOs and businesswomen. You're doing them a favor by going to bed with them, and you're now wanting donations.
I'm wondering if it's legal.
Have you asked any of them for money?
I did ask this one, and she said no, she wouldn't, but maybe she would next time. I mean, these women love money so much that when you try to bounce a quarter off their ass, their butt catches it and keeps the change.
Okay. All right. I'm going to hang up on you.
I'm sorry, sir.
Okay, I'm going to hang up on you if you...
I meant to say their butt catches it and gives change.
Okay, wait. Just wait, man, all right?
Well, I mean, it's just not about the legality. I want to know why they can't throw me down a bit of cash to offset my expenses.
Your what?
My expenses.
Your expenses.
Yes, sir. Because I've had to get... I went down to Brackman's and I got the Roquefort cheese wheel. Okay, that, you can get 2-for-1 on that, but still, I make like maybe $300 a week, okay? And the Brackman's Roquefort cheese wheel, well, even with a 2-for-1, it's going to run about $50.
I find it hard to... So, in other words, all of the female business, the business women that you're going to bed with want expensive wine, expensive cheeses.
Yes, sir, that's right.
And they tend to be the ones who want a lot of this physical contact because of September the 11th.
Yes, sir, that's right.
Chris, I know you feel like you're probably doing these women a favor by taking them to bed, but by asking them for money, you're insulting them.
Okay. I don't mean to insult them. That's why I'm not asking them to pay me. I'm just asking for a donation. I'm just saying...
Well, how are you putting it?
Well, like this one, she's a CEO with...
I don't want to hear the name of the company, okay?
Yes, sir.
How are you putting it?
I just... As she was getting up, I was putting my underwear on, and I said, the cheese wheel, do you want to split it, or...
Uh-huh. So you asked to go Dutch on the cheese wheel?
Yes, sir.
I think that what we have here is...
Mr. Henry, you have to understand something. Since 9/11, women have wanted to have had more success with men. And
I don't think it's sex. I think it's this: they want contact.
Well, that's right. I mean, you call it contact. I call it sex.
No, they don't want just sex. They want to have love. They want to have warmth.
Okay.
All right. And so that's friendship, and that's reaching out to another human being, right?
Uh-huh.
All right, so after you have a romantic evening with a woman, whether she's a real hardcore businesswoman or not, to ask her if she wants to go Dutch on the Roquefort cheese wheel...
It's not good taste?
No, it's not good taste.
Well, these women need exotic music than what I got. And
do you play music? Because it tends to relax people.
Yes, I do.
And well, what have you got?
Well, I've got something very sexy that I'd like to play. In fact, this is my stereo. Can you hear it?
Let me hear it.
This is very, very romantic.
What is that? I'm sorry, what is that?
Oh, it's very romantic music. I got a CD. This is from, I think this is from Candy Samples, sampler number 4.
And a Candy Sample, is that an adult?
Yeah, it's very sexy.
Okay, turn it down, okay?
You just hear the wah-wahs.
Yeah, turn it down, man, okay? Turn the music down, all right?
Yeah, I can't hear it because the music's turned up.
Put the guy on hold, all right, because I can't say anything. This guy wants women to give him money for having sexual contact with him because he says since September the 11th, people have been reaching out and making contact with each other, and he's happy to do it, but he's out expenses like Roquefort cheese wheels and wine and all kinds of stuff. And I always thought, and I'd heard of this, that it was more not about sex, but about just friendship, contact, and the like. And put this kid back up so I can talk to him for a second. Hey, Chris? Chris? Chris, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. If you can turn your music down, all right?
Okay, wait, hold on. I'm sorry, what's that?
Never mind, okay, hold the line for a minute, man. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. 1-800-449-8686. I guess the question more than anything else is it worth it to pay this man? Well, he wants donations, so he says he doesn't want to be paid, but he liked donations. Is it worth it to give him money so that you can have some human contact? Some contact, romantic or otherwise, with a man. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
Because I wanted a credit card.
You're going into a woman's purse to get her credit card?
She did not say she was going to give me a donation for the night. And I had sex with her. And she wanted to have sex. Okay?
And she was what, a CEO?
Well, I don't know, but she's a businesswoman.
So you went into her purse, got her credit card number?
Well, she was taking a shower. That means that my water bill is going to be higher. And so I used her credit card number to pay my cable bill, and I did have some softcore porn that I'd ordered, too, that night. I mean, that's all.
That's stealing, man. That's going into a woman's purse. It's one thing to ask the woman for a donation because you had sex with her or whatever. It's another thing to go into her purse and steal her credit card number.
I did not know what I was supposed to do when she used the water taking a shower.
Well, you must be destitute or something, man. Look, this is the Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton is a 28-year-old South Bay man who has had a lot of sexual contact with women since the 11th because he finds that they have been reaching out and wanting to make contact with men. And he now feels that because he's out expenses buying wine and flowers and cheese, that he should be within his rights to ask for a donation. And maybe you are, man. Taking their credit card number, that might be something else entirely. Here is Mary on the Phil Hendry Show. Mary, go ahead.
I personally do not agree that he needs to be asking women for donations. If he accepts these women reaching out to him, that's a choice he's making. And come on, you know how many people are out there on the internet and chat lines, people you can meet that would reach out to you because people are bonding because of this tragedy, which
That's right.
need a financial gain.
Yeah. Well, see, first of all, Mary, a lot of women want to have sex on account of what happened on September 11th.
A lot of women do not want to have sex on account of what happened. A lot of women want to bond. They want to feel love. They want to feel affection. Sex is petty. Sex is nothing.
Yeah, well,
if
so
want,
is it...
If you want to have sex, you can get a vibrator, and you can have sex and buy it, and it's a one-time fee.
Could I ask you a question? Because I wanted to get some advice. I know what you're saying about romance, okay? And I play the music for them. What do you think of this music?
That music is corny. Don't even play it. It's corny.
You
oh,
see?
No, he didn't. It's corny.
What do you mean corny?
Music is corny.
It's
like,
not
I mean,
sexy.
How do you know these women like this music?
You don't think this music is sexy?
The music is not sexy. Enigma is sexy. That is not sexy. That is corny.
Well, I got it off of an adult film. Ron Jeremy and...
Well, okay,
wait. Let me correct you. Women
did you say
do not think that porno is cool.
Where do you get music...
It's not cool.
Where do you get music by Enema?
Real women do not like porno. Do you speak English?
Yeah. She didn't
okay,
say Enema. She said Enigma. You said Enigma, right, Mary?
Yes.
He thought you said the band Enema. Is that it?
No, not Enema. Enigma. Porno. Porno is fake.
Here's the dilemma that I have. Yeah, I'm not having just sex with these women. If they want to have romantic time to sit and talk over candles, or I'm not sure how you do that, but I'll sit
well,
and talk.
Well, you know what, guy? If you're charging
what?
Them, take them to the park.
Well, here's what I do. I sit and I have wine and cheese with them, okay? But that's
well, you
expensive.
Know what? Don't buy the wine. You know what? Look,
that's
if you
expensive.
Think that it's an expense to you, you say, look, baby, I don't have money or I'm kind of broke. Maybe we can do it at your place. Maybe we can. You can
right.
go to the park. Maybe you can bring the wine. Like, I mean,
well, what's
I
wrong with after we get finished?
I understand if you're a guy that doesn't have money, but
right.
I think it should be a shared expense.
Well, what's better after we get finished if when I'm putting my underwear on, I ask her if you want to go Dutch on the Roquefort wheel?
You see what it is? First of all, it's messed up. After you're finished, you're not supposed to be putting on your underwear. You're supposed to be holding her and bonding because that's what women like. You know what?
I'm
you
sorry,
need
what,
to call me because I
mean?
Need to teach you.
But what are you talking about?
She's saying that after lovemaking, you don't get up, put your underwear on, and ask if you want to go Dutch on the Roquefort wheel. You hold the woman. You talk.
But that's what we did before we had sex.
No, but you do it after. You know what? First of all.
Okay, first of all, Mary, can I say something, Mary?
While you're having sex, you have to talk to the girl. So
okay,
she
that's
know
true.
What you're feeling. And
but
after
Mary,
you have sex, you need to reassure her. You know what?
Mary,
women have multiple orgasms. A guy has one. You don't know
what
she's done.
Well, Mary, first of all, if you want me to call you, you have to. That's $20 for the call, see?
And she doesn't want you to call her. That's not what you said, is it, Mary?
No,
I'm trying to help you, guy. I'm trying to help you so you won't be such a loser.
I'm not a loser. Since September 11th, I have had sex with a lot of women.
But you're blowing it, man, with the way that you're dealing with these women. This is what Mary is trying to tell you, okay?
Trust me. When I'm done, she's done. When I'm done, she's done.
When you're done,
Trust
she
me.
Is not done. Trust
you
me, are... she is not done.
Okay,
if you
if I call
like
you...
that, then your sex life is going to go down the drain. And if you've been having sex with a lot of women, then you must be picking up the wrong type of women.
No, these are all CEOs and business women and everything.
Well,
although I've got to tell
you something,
they're not as hot as the ones I'm used to because some of
you,
this one chick had one boob bigger than the other. What?
I wouldn't have sex with you.
This one woman I had sex with, she had one boob that was bigger than the other one. Do you know? That's got to be worth money.
You know what?
Okay, that's a
good God. How humiliating for the woman, and you're asking her for money.
Look, I
no,
mean...
No, you don't hang up on this guy, because this guy is an idiot.
Turn that music off.
This?
Yes, that.
I'm going to tell you something. When I first
Mary,
heard this on
Mary,
the phone,
if you want me to
on the
call
radio,
you.
I thought
Mary.
You guys were joking. I thought
yeah,
this
are you
joke.
Are you kidding me or something?
I'm not kidding. I want to ask Mary, if you want me to call you,
no,
is
no,
it
no,
long
no,
distance?
No, 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 no.
Is it long distance?
Because
that's going to cost me some money.
All right.
I don't need you to call me. I'm trying to help you. I don't have no sense.
I just want to know that when I'm holding a woman, I'm going to get something out of it.
What about just holding her?
Whoopee, man, that's...
Okay, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with Chris Norton, who wants to be paid for sex in a moment. And we're back here. Chris, you wanted to make a point about being a therapist. You're not a therapist. You're not a licensed therapist.
No, but what I want to say is a lot of women since September 11th have gone to therapists like psychiatrists? Yeah, psychologists. And you pay like $50 an hour or something to go to see one of them. If you come to me, I'm not charging any money. But also you have sex. So why can't I charge money too?
What do you in other words, you think you're providing a service like a therapist provides and you're...
And I'm giving sex too, because I'm giving women softness and wine and cheese.
Softness, wine, and cheese. Dude, I'd love to talk to some of these women that you're having these conversations with or spending this time with. Here is Sarah on the Phil Henry Show. Sarah, go ahead.
Sex with a really hot guy. That's
if
all with two T's.
If you want to have sex with a woman, you just flat out and tell her, look, I want to have sex. I don't want to take you out. And then...
No, it's not that I want to have sex. It's that they want to have sex. See what I'm saying? All I'm doing is giving these women something more than what their vibrating pager's giving them. Okay?
You there, Sarah?
So, what you're doing is you're telling them, I'm going to take you out. I'm going to have sex. You know, I'm going to wine and dine you. I'm going to pay for this. I'm going to do for that. And then you want to charge them for it.
But I can't afford it.
But you can't afford it? Then why the heck are you taking them out?
I'm not taking them out. I'm bringing them back to my apartment.
You must have your radio on, Sarah. You got to turn it down, okay?
No, I don't have the radio on.
Okay, did you hear? What did you say to her, Chris?
I mean, I'm not taking them out. I'm taking them to my apartment.
No. You see, that's not what you're saying on the radio.
That's exactly what I'm saying on the radio. I'm bringing them back to my apartment with wine and cheese. And all I'm saying is, if they're going to give $100 to a psychiatrist, why don't they give $100 to me? I'm giving them sex, too.
Well, they don't go to a psychiatrist to have sex. They go to a psychiatrist to talk about their problems.
Yeah, but they can talk about their problems with me and have sexuality.
No, I can have sex with someone. Talk to you about their problems. They want to talk to you about their interests, and they want to get to know you, and they want to maybe have a further relationship than just sex, not a one-night stand. And then.
But you have to understand. First of all, I'm having sex with some CEO chick who's got one boob bigger than the other. I could be out with some hot blonde big boob.
Bigger than the other. You have a foot bigger than the other. You have a hand bigger than the other. Just because a CEO woman has a boob bigger than the other doesn't mean she gets to be put on TV and say, oh, I have one boob bigger than I have. Every female does. A male does, too.
Not the ones I go out with. I haven't seen real breasts in at least 6 years. Okay?
Well, obviously, you're not having sex with the right women.
I'm having sex with women with the big boobs.
Well, forget the big boob. You're having sex with a lot of women who got plastic breasts.
Right.
I don't know what you mean by that.
I mean the ones that have had breast jobs done.
Yeah, and now, since September 11th, I've been forced to have sex with women who've got one boob larger than the other.
So
doesn't anybody understand what I'm trying to say?
September 11th affair, every woman wants to go out and have sex, just a one-night stand. No,
that's not
what happened.
Well, that's what's been happening.
September 11th made them realize that they want a husband. They want to spend the rest of their life with one particular man, not go out and have sex for one night.
Well, but what's happened since September 11th for me is that I've been having sex with a lot of women who want to spend the rest of their life with me.
Oh, well, okay. Good for you, man.
Yeah. And I got to pick and choose, so what I'm doing is I'm asking for a nominal charge of $50 for the first half hour, okay, $90 for the hour.
$90 for an hour?
$90 an hour.
Are you some kind of a prostitute?
That's a donation.
It's not a donation.
Are you single?
Charge a woman for sex. Go out and start your own business and you know, make a profit off of it. Don't
look, you got to understand what I'm used to. I'm usually sleep with women who don't show their belly button, don't have long fingernails, and don't have highlights in their hair. I mean, come on, why should I do that for free? I usually go out with women who, you know, have highlights in their hair. When you have one boob bigger than the other, it makes me have sex listing to one side.
I have one boob bigger than the other.
Okay, well, how does the guy? That means you're.
Guys don't react over one boob bigger than the other.
Well, that means the guys have to have sex. That means a woman. Once you go on top, aren't you leaning in one direction?
All right, but can we knock off the conversation about this?
So she doesn't want to answer the question.
No,
about
I don't
if she's leaning in one direction. I don't want to have sex. If you're saying, and I hope I'm hearing you clearly,
you are a low-down, low, dirty dog. That is what you are. That is it in a nutshell.
I'm just asking. If you have a boob,
agrees with me.
I think that what you're saying, Chris,
and take her credit card number.
Yes,
yes, yes. For a water bill? My God, they talk to her.
She took a shower in my apartment without asking.
So
listen
what?
To this. What do you think? See? You like that, don't you?
No, I don't like that. I wish you'd turn it off so I could hear what you were saying.
Okay. First of all, I got to wrap this up, okay? Because I've been talking to you for a lot longer than $50 worth. That's number one. Number
You want to come out on live radio and charge people?
Let me ask you a question, because a lot of women think my voice is sexy.
No, your voice is not sexy. It sounds like crap.
It sounds like what?
Crap.
A cat?
Yeah, like
crap. Crap, not a cat.
I thought you said I sound like a cat.
No, your voice sounds like crap.
Well, how about this?
You're a perverted, sick man.
Well, Sarah, okay. You blame God for the big boob that you got, not me, all right?
No, I don't blame nobody.
Okay, all right. That's
Yeah, I mean, these chicks wear skirts that go to the knee. What's that? They actually need and wear bras. Is that some kind of religious fanatic thing or something? I haven't gone out with a girl that wears a bra.
All right. Thank you very much, both of you guys.
Wait a minute.
Thanks,
this chick owes me 50 bucks. Wait a minute. You owe me 50 bucks.
No,
you
owe me 50
bucks.
Exactly
yeah, you do owe me damn bull crap because you've been talking to me. That time's money. Give me a credit card number. Let's go.
I don't have a credit card.
I said, give me a credit card. Can you walk straight with that lap boob? You got? Okay.
That's it. That's all. We're done with that. We're all done with his stupid, idiotic, asinine phone call. Thanks again, Schaefer, for screening that one.
Stand by.
Can you walk straight with a lap boob? 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to The Phil Hendry Show live in New York.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
This is the Phil Hendry Show, and the voice of Chris Norton this evening was portrayed by myself and the people that called in. Well, they're just people that called in. And we're in New York City, and we're broadcasting here all this week from the Museum of Television and Radio. It's on 52nd Street. So if you're in New York and you'd like to see the Museum of Television and Radio, come up to 52nd between, I think it's 6th and 7th. And they have quite a bit to offer here, especially given the history of television and radio in the city of New York. It's kind of unique in and of itself. They've got a very cool collection of the Honeymooners downstairs, which I guess I'm going to have to go get, because my original collection of the lost episodes is, well, lost. You know, when I left let me just first say that we're brought to you by Priceline.com, Phil Henry's official travel provider for airline tickets, hotel rooms, and rental cars. Go to Priceline.com for all your travel needs. That's why we're in New York, and we're happy to be here. Priceline.com. Just before I went to work up in Ventura, when my life was collapsing around me, I had tons and tons and tons of videotapes. I had all kinds of movies that I purchased, and I had all the Honeymooners episodes. And I was moving to Atlanta, and they gave me a whopping... I'll never forget, I got the gig in Atlanta, And I said, by the way, you know, you guys haven't said anything about a moving expense. Oh, yeah, you're right. $500. Gee, thanks. So I got a $500 moving expense. This is working for another company than the company that I work for currently in Atlanta, the great Clear Channel WGST. This was, well, we won't mention them. But welcome south, brother. So anyway, I got a $500 moving expense, and that meant that I had to throw away like three-quarters of everything that I owned. When you have a $500 moving expense, you throw crap away, lots and lots and lots of it. I gave away clothes to the Salvation Army. I gave away just everything I had, and I gave away all of my precious videotapes, and among them were my Honeymooners episodes. And so, but anyway, downstairs here, they've got all of the so-called lost episodes they've got. I should have had a garage sale, but I wasn't thinking too clearly in those days, you know. When you don't have a whole lot of money, you don't have a whole lot of money for beer. And the more beer I drink, the clearer I think. So what I wound up doing is giving away all of my stuff and piling all the crap that I had into my car and driving down south. And that's what happened to all my Honeymooners tapes, which is one of the early inspirations of my life, Jackie Gleason and all of that stuff. Anyway, you're in New York, and you want to go to all those places that you saw on TV, like, you know, Bensonhurst, where Ralph and Alice lived. Well, I was down in Brooklyn, but I wasn't anywhere near Bensonhurst, I don't think. And then you want to see all the streets where, like, Kojak, you know, all that. And then I realized, of course, Kojak was shot in L.A. Do you ever notice that there is, you know, I don't know why TV producers think that downtown L.A. looks like downtown New York, but I got a big news flash for you. It doesn't even compare. And, you know, Beretta was shot in downtown L.A. It was supposed to be New York. She's got a bunch of guys who talk like this. Yeah, you want to go over here, you know, and you're looking kind of, isn't that the Coliseum? That's the L.A. Sports Arena. Look, just because there's a lot of alleys and shoeshine stands doesn't mean it's New York. And the same thing with Kojak. So here in New York, I get to actually see the windy, weird little streets that, you know, like the real cool cop shows. Well, I guess Kojak was shot here, so. And my wife went down to Ground Zero today for the very first time, and this was the first trip for Maria. No, actually, the second trip for Maria. She walked around it like 15 different times, taking pictures, and she's doing a report for work, wearing her sneakers, and generally, and here's the other thing that you have to understand, and I'm sure that you do. Every New Yorker that I've spoken to, every New Yorker that I've spoken to has not been there. They have been everywhere, but they haven't been down there. So I guess the only people that are down there are people like us from out of town. And it's not a sightseeing experience, you have to understand. You don't go down there because it's something cool to see. You go down there because you want to get a little bit of a flash of history. You want to get a, you understand something happened to this country that was of severe significance, so you've got to go see it. And because you live someplace else, as I do, and you're not in the city every day, as the people who live in New York are, this is the one and only time that you're going to be able to at least share a little bit in how they feel. So I suppose that's part of the draw, that we're going to Ground Zero to, for a brief moment, be New Yorkers. And then I'm talking to a friend of mine downstairs here just a moment ago during one of the breaks, and he comes from a town in New Jersey. I think it's Milltown, New Jersey. And they lost more people, that town lost more people in the World Trade Center than that town lost in Vietnam and World War II combined. So if you don't think that this is a war, then you have to hear that story, because that's just unbelievable. More people died in that World Trade Center than died in New York, India, World War II, and Vietnam. And I told myself I was going to talk about this tonight, and here I am just drifting on into conversation about it. Okay. Well, it's better than that. It's better talking about that than having Chris Norton back on to talk about all that bank tang that he's been getting, okay? Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, live in New York all of this week, and stayed at a fantastic hotel in the midtown part of the city, and walked over to the east side of the city today to a friend's apartment. And I say apartment, this is more like a, you see, there, when you live over in the east side in these buildings that are, I don't know, 50 stories high, and the apartments cost whatever they call $8 million or something. This isn't an apartment. This is a home in a building is what it is. They just took homes. They took like 5,000 or 3,000 or 4,000 square foot homes and crammed them into buildings. And we went over there, and to get into this building, there's guys signing you in, and then there's another guy that walks you to the elevator, and then you got to give him a card to get on the elevator, and then that guy punches your floor for you, which means you don't get to punch any other floor. That's what money will buy. And the guy's got a view of the East River and a view of the United Nations, and he tells me he used to have a view of the Empire State Building till Trump built his, put his building next door, which is bigger than the one that he's in. So there's all kinds of life in this city, all kinds of neighborhoods, all kinds of places to live and all kinds of things to see and all kinds of things to do. And the reason why we came here is, among other things and among other reasons, is to encourage other radio stations to come here and do their shows and other radio personalities to come here and do their radio shows. This is the first nationally syndicated radio show to come to New York and do the show for no other reason than to say that we're here and we're digging the city. And like we said when we were back in L.A., every time Disneyland has an anniversary, they're pitching their 15 million radio stations. They fly in and stick them in there, and they start talking about how cool Cinderella's Castle is. Well, why don't we come out to New York and start talking about what a cool city this is? This town is the capital of America, culturally, if nothing else, and represents this country better than any other city. When you come to New York, it is all America's all crammed into this town. Whether you want to believe it or not, this place represents America to just about everybody and anybody around the world. There's a reason why those scumbags did what they did to this city and no other cities, because this place is symbolic of this country. So if you want to do something for your country, like, you know, maybe paying taxes isn't enough, fly to New York City and spend a week and do what we did, walk around and get fat. Actually, you can't walk around and get fat. You can either walk around or get fat. I think we've eaten and we've walked around. And the best food I've ever had in my life. Now, there's one thing you don't come to New York to do, which, of course, my good friend Craig Taylor did. You don't come here to eat Mexican food, which is what he did, and now he is, like, going to the bathroom every 3 minutes. No, I'm kidding about that, although you probably are. Where did you do? Are you nuts or something? Hey, you know, I'm in New York City. I know. How about some Tex-Mex? You're going to come here and have a steak. You can come here and have a, what else are we having, Craig? Italian food. You can come here and have some good seafood. You can come here and there's a million different kinds of food that you want to eat. You don't come here and there's a place right across the street here, Tequilaville. Did you see that? And we were out of the show the other night. Let's look at this, Tequilaville. And I said, I'm going to go in there and take a couple, like have a couple of shots at tequila. I realized, but the food is Mexican. I'm not going to come here and eat Mexican food, you know. So I think I'm going to go over there tonight and just drink tequila straight. You know, it's just, you know, I'll go over there tonight and just start powering down the shots of Herradura or whatever else. And then what else did you do, man? You had some sushi. Taylor is the guy who had a couple of bad meals. I didn't have any. You had sushi, right? Sushi, yeah, you don't buy it off the guys on the street, man. That's like boiled dysentery over there. What are you doing? He's gonna, yes, I'd love. Is it fresh? Fresh. Yeah, sure, it's fresh. Does it look fresh? Did you get it in a store, in a restaurant, or what did you, you know? You can eat better buying from guys who have hot dog stands than any five joints in Hollywood. The Heroes, the hot dog, I don't care what you're talking about. Any five restaurants in Hollywood would have a hard time competing with any ordinary stand on a street corner in New York. And that includes all the hot nuts. And you are the fashion plate, too, man, shopping for all these clothes. So anyway, that's the fun we're having. And we are going to be so sorry to leave. And we are out of here this weekend, back in L.A. next weekend, and back across America next week. But we're going to be so sorry to leave. And I'm going to tell you something. You come to New York, you're not making any kind of a mistake at all, man. You're going to have a good time here. And it's been tremendous. And the guys at the Museum of Television and Radio have been outstanding. And we'll be back here tomorrow night and give them all of their kudos and their props. Don't forget to log on to our website, philhenryshow.com, philhenryshow.com. Get your backstage pass for all the great archive, 30-day archives, live streaming, and all of the great archived bits. philhenryshow.com for that backstage pass. This is the Phil Henry Show.